What it is, this is your boy 4Moon Murder of New Vision Music Group, Baltimore, Maryland. And today I want to talk to everybody about Kanye West. Because like I said, my podcasts are going to be about local artists, also music industry artists, which I like to call upper echelon sometimes. But in short, I would like to say that Kanye West is one of the most brilliant artist of our time, and possibly of the old heads time, meaning the 1990s, 1980s, and possibly the 70s, with putting out one of the trashiest songs I've ever heard in my motherfucking life. I mean, it's real. I mean, he really put out a song saying absolutely nothing until like the second quote unquote verse, which was absolutely real to me, which was poop diddy scoop, scoop diddy loops, whoop diddy whoop, and a whole bunch of other scoopity whoops and poops. It was very amazing to me, and I feel as though if it went over your head, I will give you the reason why he did this shit. First and foremost, I'm so surprised. It was a surprise to anybody that it even happened in the very first place. Of all the trash that we have on the radio right now, you might as well put a song out like that. I mean, this dude literally came on the second verse, like this second verse right here, but never said anything in the very beginning. And it was very amazing to me, like, go Kanye West. People need that type of energy. Like, if y'all gonna keep on putting out bullshit music, we have a lot of bullshit artists on the radio right now. Like, if y'all gonna keep on putting out music like that, why not put out more music like Liftoff? Why not? Why not? Everything is trash on the radio. Everything that I hear is very, 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 very trash. And it needs to be put inside of a trash can and set on fire and thrown inside of another trash can to be thrown inside of another trash can to be thrown inside of another trash can. Because it makes no sense at all as to why there's so many bullshit artists out here, let alone the people that are behind them are allowing them to make this music and put this music out. It makes no sense. It's one thing to have fun, but then it's one thing to be putting the music out as a message or anything to people, especially our kids, because our kids learn fast and they learning this bullshit music. It's terrible. Thank you for listening. It's 4Moon Murder.
Kanye West.
You recorded with who?
I actually just recorded my podcast about Kanye West and his new song, Liftoff.
Okay.
I was going to start talking about more of the local artists in Baltimore, but at the same time, this is one of the most touchiest topics right now, so I just had to talk about it just so people can hear my output on it, input on it anyways.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I like Kanye.
I love him. I love him as an artist. I really, really, really do. But let me ask you, this though. How did you hear Liftoff?
It sounds familiar, but I think I have to go on YouTube and play it.
Oh wow! So let me tell you. So I think don't quote me on it, but I think that he released two singles. But before he even released the second single, he released a first one recently called Liftoff. Now, Liftoff is not like any other song. Liftoff is actually the most trashiest song you will ever hear in your life, ever, ever, ever. Why? Because he made the song, right? He made the beat, he made the song. The first half of the song, yeah, he made the beat. You know, Kanye makes his own beats.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, he's a brilliant, and that's why he did it. It was so clever. I swear it was so clever. If you hear it, it's a jaw dropper because of what he did with the song. Like he literally did not say anything for the first half of the song.
Yeah.
Literally didn't say anything at all. And then came on like this second verse. We was like, wait, what? It was the first verse. Like he never put one out, you get what I'm saying? And when he started saying, he was like, this second verse right here, that's literally what he said. This second verse right here, this is shit, watch. And that's literally what he said. And he started off like scoop, loop, scoop, poop, whoop, scoop. And that was his verse.
Wow. I gotta look that up.
Yes, you can go right on YouTube and type in Kanye West Liftoff, and he will clearly be up there like nothing. Like it's like he didn't say anything. Now even though it was a jaw dropper for me, I got the message. You know that Kanye West puts out a lot of messages. You know what I mean? And with that being said, when I listened to the song, I was like, oh my God, I hope this woke all of the independent artists up and music industry artists. Kanye West is trying to say, if y'all want to put trash on the radio, I might as well give y'all trash.
Do you do music?
Yes, I do. I'm a local artist.
I am too.
Are you where you from?
I rap. I do rap.
Oh, you do rap. Where you from?
Houston, Texas.
Okay. Shout out to Houston, Texas. Yeah.
You got anything on YouTube?
I do. If you type in 410 murder, like you say it on the screen, I'll definitely pop.
Okay, how many views you got?
Honestly, I just started putting visuals out not too long ago. So on one of my videos, I got at least 1,100 views, and my newest visuals, I got like 300 some views on it. Not nothing too slick, too big, anything like that. But it's definitely my music is definitely different. It's definitely something different, especially from a Baltimore artist. You know what I mean? I write songs. I don't write all the shooting, bang, bang, sell drugs and all this all the time. I don't write about all of that. But what I do commend, though, I do commend women artists. I really want to see more. And you know what? I'm so glad you're on the phone. You just gave me that idea. Like, that'll be what my next podcast is about. Like, women and how they get treated in the music industry, even on the independent level. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of things that women don't have access to. And it's like, I'm with it. You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel as though a lot of more women artists should be let into the game because of the new sounds that can be brought about. Have you ever heard of Cuban Doll and Asian Doll and all them?
Oh, no.
So, it ain't a surprise for real, because as artists, I mean, I respect their grind. That's the only thing I can respect about them. Like, I can respect their hustle. I can respect their grind. However, as women artists, as female artists, I felt as though they should have been delivering their rhymes better than that. Their rhymes are good, but due to the fact that we have women like Nicki Minaj, and we have a new one in the music industry that goes by Cardi B, like those two artists, them as women, they are going so hard, and they putting on for women everywhere. Like, they giving everybody the confidence to really put your pen on that paper and really write your heart out with some bars. I mean, tell your story, tell your life story, because it's like it's so hard for women to bring into the industry, and we got to crack down on where the problem is. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Because I mean, as far as I see right now, we got a lot of people in the industry who want to be just like a woman. So why not let the women into the music industry as often as y'all let into the music industry. For as long as I've been doing music, I can honestly tell you, if you go to New York, I promise you, for half the events that you come across, it's a woman behind everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a woman behind everything. So if it's a woman behind everything that's going on, how come we don't see women as often as we're supposed to in the music industry? That's what I feel strongly about. I really want to step up there and really show that grittiness. Show these men y'all can do it too. You know what I mean? So I always support the woman who's ever doing it. Like, I'll support a woman before I support a man in a local state, because you don't see a lot of support amongst each other as far as men come. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so territorial. It's just like that with women too. But only women giving each other a chance out there. Like, you ain't, especially in my city, you ain't about to see a lot of females beefing. But you do see a lot of females beefing in other little parts of the states, though. New York, you got females beefing with each other down there for clout. You got thing in Ohio, same thing in Cali. It's a lot of that going on. It's not a lot of positive sport. Positive sport, that's how you get on, for real. Let me ask you this, where can I find your music at?
Okay. It's called Reverb Nations - Sherry Halcombe #4.
Oh, you on Reverb, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sherry Halcombe 4.
You say Sherry?
Sherry Halcombe, Halcomb, and the #4.
Okay, bet. I'm going to go find you, and I'm going to go review some of your music, too, because I love to hear music. I'm also on Reverb. I'm actually #1. I could be #2 by now. I haven't been on.
You on Reverb too?
Huh?
You on Reverb too?
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness, that's so cool.
Yep. And I'm on there, and I'm actually #1.
Oh, I'm #19.
Oh, we got. I can give you mad strategies on how to bump yourself, on how to really really market and really put yourself down as one of them top people on Reverb without paying for anything. Because don't get me wrong, when you pay for the subscriptions, it helps. It gets you up there better. It gets you up the charts faster. But what really gets you up the charts faster is really supporting the artists on Reverb. Like, see, once you start. You want to go start liking and listening to people's music, they go on your page and they do the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't at 19 for a reason.
Yeah, I'm on number 19 on the charts, music charts.
Okay.
On WAP.
Okay. So how many songs you got out on there?
Like a whole bunch. I got like about 7 or 8 or something like that, or 9. I haven't went on there in a while, so I don't know how many songs I got on there.
Right. Look, a lot of people don't like Reverb, but then again, I've been on Reverb for years, and I can honestly say, since last year, I done got a good rap as far as being on there, putting music out. That's how I actually got to be #1.
Oh, wow.
Like just interacting with people, you know what I mean? Interacting with other artists and really interacting with them. Not doing no sucker interacting with, like, really interacting, talking back to them, letting them know that I follow back, I support music, I really do listen to people's music. And also, I got a fan base from the UK, too. So a lot of United Kingdom artists look.
You got a fan base from the UK?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, right, so it's like us as Americans, do you know what we can do over the UK? Oh my God. Like, just being over there and being musicians, like, they pay us handsomely.
Yep.
So it's like, I forget America. I want to go over to the UK where they really love to hear my music at. You know what I mean? Where they really support me at. But then again, at the same time, love, I'm going to tell you like this, love. You down in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas. That is a very, 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 very good saying for music right now. Like, that's a very good place for music right now. Like, it's on.
Yeah.
Houston is on. Like, you know that. Houston has always been on, but you got people like Beyonce that's from Houston, Texas. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are, I guess we're all the pretty women are, so you know what I mean? It's like, I know for sure that I got to make it down there one day. Like, those are one of my life goals. You know, those are one of my city goals, my place goals. I've been in New York. I haven't been to Atlanta yet. I've been to North Carolina, South Carolina. I've never been down Houston, Texas before, and I definitely want to come down there and enjoy some time, enjoy the people, enjoy the scenes, because I've heard so much about it, you know what I mean? And I know that you have good music without me even going to go hear your music yet, which I am. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm really going to go listen to your music. You're really going to find me, and I'll probably inbox you at that same time. You get what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Because I really support, like, I don't play no games about support. It's not the fact that I just want somebody to support me back. It's the fact that hearing new sounds, it makes me know further that it's a way bigger world than where I'm at and what the music industry is offering, because there's so much good music out there. I just love music in itself. You know what I mean?
So what's your name on your Weave Up Nation so I can look you up?
It's B-O-S-S. C as in cat.
C as in cat?
Yeah, it's B.
So it's bossy.
Yeah, yup. Yup.
Okay.
It's even that for no murder, but I'm gonna go find you. As a matter of fact,
all right.
You said I'm gonna get it.
Okay. All right, please inbox me.
I sure am. I'm about to get that from you one more time. You say it's Sherry.
Sherry Halcomb. Sherry Halcomb is an Halcomb, and the number 4.
Cumb.
Halcomb.
Hal.
Well. The thing is, say it's almost done. The maximum recording time is podcast for 15 minutes. It's time up to wrap it up.
I love it. I love it. It was very, very, very good talking to you. You will find me on Reverb Nation, and we'll be doing big business from then. I'll get to talk to you on here again. This won't be my last time. All right.
All right.
See you later.
See ya.